on Q105.
You're killing me with these ballots. All right, it's Q105, 657, 3 before 7 o'clock. Rain, changing to heavy snow. How much snow are we going to get? We'll give you the full report coming up. Oh, it's coming, they say. If they're right, you know, the weather geeks. We'll see what's going on. 38 now at the Cumulus Compound. Play along on the show, 419-240-1055. Of course, Paul's here, Susan's here, and there's Mother Teresa. Hello, Trish.
Hello, peoples.
All right, it's National Peanut Butter Lovers Day. It's also National Pig Day, which, you know, we love the bacon. We're big fans of the bacon. It's also, what is it, first day of Women's History Month. Got more fun facts on that coming your way. Here's some text coming in regarding peanut butter. Because I was talking about, you know, the perfect peanut butter and jelly sandwich, which, you know, anyway. Peanut butter and dill pickle sandwich, best winter comfort food, Kevin.
No.
Now, I'm not feeling you, Kev.
Stop it, Kevin.
Weird.
Now, this one, I am very curious, and I would do this. Grilled PB&J like a grilled cheese. It will change your world.
No.
PB&J grilled?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
That would be
you
good.
Do the peanut butter and jelly, and then you put butter on the top, butter on the bottom. Boom. Slap it on the griddle, dude. Yeah. I think they're onto something, Susie. Why do you have such a puzzled look?
Like in a panini maker? Like, to that level?
Just like you make a grilled cheese. You could, but like you make a grilled cheese.
Just a flat, yeah.
Just a flat pan griddle thing that you make pancakes on. That's the pan
we
use.
You gotta switch up the bread?
Why?
I don't know. Maybe more.
What are you, Panera?
You are overthinking it, man. Yes.
You're overthinking it.
I want a little flair.
That's an interesting
All right, play
point.
Along on the show, 419-240-1055. We love it when you do. We secretly despise you when you don't. All right, it's Thursday. We haven't even gotten a call of the week yet. We may not. We might be dry as our prizes. We are bone dry for prizes. Nothing today. Nothing but our good wishes.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we got for you.
Wow. Sometimes that's all you need.
You think?
Yeah.
Our all good right. wishes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thoughts and prayers, all that stuff.
Oh, don't start with the thoughts and prayers. Hey, you know what thoughts and prayers got us, though? It got us dicks not selling semi-automatic weapons anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thoughts and prayers, you know what else got us? It got us Walmart not selling guns to anyone under 21. That's what thoughts and prayers give you, even though thoughts and prayers don't work. Anyway, way to go, dicks. I love dicks. Mm-hmm. I've been a Dick's fan.
Which one do you go to?
The big giant Dick's over at the mall.
Okay, because that's where you're... Yeah, you're
yeah that thing's okay. sweet. That's a giant Dick's. Mm-hmm. I park right up top, and then I just slide in the second level there, and boom.
Sure.
Dick's is right there for the taking. Mm-hmm. Love that place. They always got good deals going.
They do.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Do you tidy up before somebody comes over to your house, or you just let it fly? We're going to talk about house cleaning today.
Depends on who she is.
And we're going to talk about... You know, there's all kind of shaming on the internet. I did not realize that there is a thing about house shaming, home shaming, how clean you are, cleanliness shaming on the internet.
Oh, you can shame anything.
Yeah.
I know you can, but it's kind of a deal. And one of the Duggar brats is getting ripped. Jessa? Anyway, but before that, what do you do when you got somebody coming over? And it says, if in the story, it's interesting, okay? Because it says, if an unexpected ring of the doorbell sends you into a panic because somebody drops by. Okay. Nobody drops by anymore. When was the last time you surprised anybody at the house? When I was a kid on Sundays after church and after the beatings, my dad would go around to go see family. We'd drop in and see both grandmas. And then, you know, depending on if there was football on that day or whatever, sometimes we'd just drive around and visit aunts, uncles, and never call them.
Oh,
just do it. Just stop in. They're like,
family hop.
Yeah, family hop. And even friends, we would do that. No one does that now. You got to text them. Oh, I got to let them know if it's okay, if I can come over. Nobody does this. So that's the first error in this story. But here's one thing that I didn't realize. There's only one thing of this I'm guilty of, okay? When you go to somebody else's house, do you judge them on, one, cleanliness, two, how they have their house set up as far as, like, furniture and artwork and everything else?
Yep.
Now, this is because of the internet. The internet says, we all do it.
Yep.
When we go to somebody's house, we go, oh, my gosh, why would you put the couch there? Oh, my gosh, look at all the toys and crap you got. Yeah, I do that.
Do you? What do you guys notice first? Like crap? Like clutter just sitting around?
Smell!
Ding, 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 you're right.
Oh, smell.
When I was a kid, the Hills family lived across the street. Not the Hills family here, up in Flint. And, yeah, Scott Hills, one of my best friends when I was growing up. And their house had the funkiest smell. I never went over to his house to play because it was had such a weird smell. I just go over and say, hey, Scott, can Scott come out to play? When was the last time a kid came to your house and asked one of your kids to come out and play?
Yeah.
Just doesn't happen.
Mold?
But to me, smell. No, it wasn't. It was just a funky, it was their body odor smell. It wasn't mold. It wasn't nothing. It was just they had a, or maybe they cooked weird stuff. I don't know.
Yep. They let the burgers cook too long, get greasy, or they
number one, number one thing we judge people on, cohesiveness and flow of the furniture and where it's placed. Yeah. Cleanliness and clutter is two. Their artwork and their books. Hey, look at dogs playing poker. That's hot. Sense and smells is last. Not me.
Nope.
Wow.
Sense and smells number one for me. All right. Line two is ringing. Let's go to Tom. Tom, you're on the queue. You wanted to add a sandwich comment on National Peanut Butter Lovers Day. What do you got?
Yeah. So kind of two things. So since it's Peanut Butter Lovers Day and Big Day, the two of them go together. I had an aunt growing up. They used to make me peanut butter and Smoky Link sandwiches for breakfast.
Interesting.
Ooh, those Eckridge Smoky Links. That was my crack when I first got on my own and I could buy my own food.
Oh, yeah.
That was what I always bought because we
Smoky
rarely
Links.
Had them. The tiny little Eckridge Smoky Links. Yeah, they're awesome.
Toast up some bread, a little peanut butter, stick four of those puppies on there, and there's your breakfast.
Yep. I never thought of the peanut butter, though. I might have to try that one day. What else you got, Tommy?
And I'm also I don't like a BLT. I like peanut butter, bacon, and lettuce.
You just lost me, sicko.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah, I guess. I'd have a bite, but now the BLT with the Miracle Whip, oh, dude, that's a moment I can have for, a good 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Tom, thanks for playing along. Have a great day, dude. See you. Bye. Let's go to Mike. Mike, you're on the queue. What do you think?
Hey, Denny. I got a story about furniture and judging people.
Okay.
I worked with the guy, and he kept on inviting us over. His garage was spotless, absolutely great, nice car, shuffleboard table, jukebox, the whole nine-yard man cave. My wife says, I have to go to the bathroom. He goes, well, I'll take you in the house. My wife and I have code words. When it's time to leave, it's time to leave. I hope the Steelers win the Super Bowl. That's what we say to each other when it's time to get out. My wife goes in the house, comes back, and says, Mike, I hope the effing Steelers win the effing Super Bowl.
So she had to get out in a hurry.
So I tell the friend, hey, we got to get going. Get in the car. She starts hitting me and slapping me. Now, I've worked with this guy for 10 years. He's a great employee, very clean. The house, hoarder.
Oh.
Hoarder. Oh, yeah.
My wife tells me there was basically a 10-inch wide trail through the house and a 10-inch wide trail to the bathroom, and even the tub and the shower were filled with stuff.
That is very bizarre. The garage was spotless, but the rest of the house was dump city.
Spotless. He had a shuffleboard table in the garage with his Mustang, big screen television, surround sound stereo system. You could pick any song, any video. He had it. Great time. Refrigerator full of beer. House with a crap hole.
Wow. Because he hung out of the garage. It was the best place.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you still work with this dude, or is this past?
He is retired. I still keep in contact, but we have not been back over there.
Did you ever tell him? Dude, what's going on?
No, I wouldn't.
That's bizarre.
No, I think he has to know.
I mean, he has to know.
Right.
I'm not sure hoarders know. It's a mental deal.
Yeah.
It's a mental thing. I don't think so. I think hoarders are... They're missing something, dude, because you can't have a spotless garage and then a pigsty once you get in the house. There's a breakdown somewhere.
Unless it's his wife doing the hoarding.
And his garage is just an enabler. That's his escape. All right, Mike, great call. Thanks, buddy.
Yep, bye.
See you, bye. All right, quickly, the other Doug, you're in the queue. What do you got?
Hey, good morning, Danny. You're talking about peanut butter. Well, one of my morning rituals is peanut butter on waffles.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
I've heard of that.
My son has done that, and I've had a bite. Yeah, that's not bad.
And when I go out to restaurants, I ask always for a side of peanut butter. They're always like, what for? I'm like, well, I can put it on my pancakes, my waffles, if depending on what the restaurant I go to.
Yeah. Syrup or no syrup?
I know you're going to call me a freak. You did last time.
No, that's...
Peanut butter, lettuce, and mayonnaise.
What?
Yeah.
Peanut butter, lettuce, and mayonnaise sandwich.
Yeah, you're still a freak. Gotta go, Doug. See you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, don't move. I got some other stuff to talk about here with furniture and all of that. So don't move. Denny and the girls, Q105.
Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance.